This is Alice Ross, personal finance reporter at the FT. I'm here with Ian Armitage at HG Capital. Ian, maybe you can start by explaining a little bit about private equity investment trusts and what's been happening with their share price over the past year, because they're actually trading at the widest discounts of any investment trust, really. They're on an average discount of about 70% of the sector. So what exactly has been going on there? Why have they been hit so hard?
Okay, thank you, Alex. Now, the discounts on private equity investment trusts have widened from 10% to 70%. What's the cause of that? Well, the cause of that is the underlying investments are equity investments in companies with highly leveraged balance sheets. So if the rating of those companies' earnings falls, the leverage magnifies the impact on the equity value, and accordingly, the value of those equities fall. The discounts are kind of anticipating a reduction in value for the underlying investments. That's cause number one. The second factor, I suspect, is just simple fear. Slight lack of transparency around private equity, combined with a significant level of misunderstanding, leads people naturally to fear. So if I don't know, I'll sell the shares, and if there are more sellers than buyers, the share price goes down.
And this fear, arguably, some private equity investment trust guys are now saying that this fear has led to possibly their fund being sold off more than it should have been, or that the share price fall across the sector isn't really fair, and that you can distinguish between different types of private equity investment trust right now.
Yeah, I always think fair is probably an unwise word. It is what it is. The market's the market, and we operate by the market. We therefore have to accept it. But let's just sort of think of a few things that might differentiate investment trust. Firstly, look at the long-term investment record of the various managers. You could have Company A consistently produces decent returns, divests, turns their investments into cash. Company B, their record might be slightly more volatile, and going into a downturn, they end up with a very large portfolio of unrealized investments, which in themselves are highly geared. That will cause the second firm to underperform the first firm. Second issue is gearing of the trust itself. Some trusts have no gearing at all. Indeed, HG Capital, 55% roughly of the NAV is cash. Other trusts, though, have structural gearing. They've issued bonds, have pursued an overcommitment strategy, so they have gearing on gearing. They're in a very difficult position. Their performance has been worse than, say, HG Capital Trust, and that's why discounts are different and share price performance has been different.
Okay, so the gearing can obviously explain performance a little bit, but isn't the lack of gearing actually an opportunity right now? So if you have, as you say, 55% in cash right now, that could be seen as an opportunity going forward to pick up some things slightly cheaper prices.
Absolutely. The world is short of equity, or that's another way of saying the world is over-leveraged, so that every pound of equity is worth more. If you have cash and you're patient and you're disciplined, it should be possible to buy very, very well. If you were to look at private equity data over the last 20 years, you see a very strong correlation with returns, or inverse correlation, with the level of activity in the economy. Put simply, as the economy declines and is in recession, returns go up. As the economy booms or towards the end of the cycle, returns go down. That pattern is well established. I see no reason for it to end.
And perhaps one thing to bear in mind in all this is that, perhaps with your trust in particular, anyone that invests right now is probably not looking at seeing a huge uplift in NAV over the next 1 or 2 years. It should very much be seen as a medium to long-term investment, I imagine.
I think that's absolutely right. If anybody ever asks me about the trust, I always say it's for a patient investor. Do not expect short-term fireworks. It just doesn't work like that. And I have to say the prospect for valuations of our investments, whilst markets fall and ratings decline, has got to be negative. If I said anything else, I just wouldn't be telling you the truth. However, when the market bounces and prospects for earnings improve, the valuation of the securities in which we're invested will jump fairly quickly. And when that happens, people get a bit more interested once they see it happening and will start buying the shares again.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.